Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 782, Infinite News Delay, recorded live on May 27th, 2021. Hello everyone, and welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, The Storm.
Dun dun dun! And I am back. I am Godzilla T. I am your other co-host.
He's back.
I would like to thank everybody for putting up with my absence. Unfortunately, I had a death in my family that I had to take care of. It was my grandmother. She was 101 years old, and I needed to make arrangements to go see her funeral. So that's why I've been absent for the past couple of weeks. I thank everybody for your heartfelt wishes. But she's in a better place. She's no longer in pain. And again, thank you for your heartfelt wishes. We knew it's been coming for a while now. We just didn't know it was going to happen this month. Anyway, just wanted to let everybody know why I had been gone, because I have seen some people commenting about it. So that's why. Anyway, I'm back and ready to do this again.
It's good to have you back. Yes, it was sad to hear about the passing of a family member, as it always is. But our condolences to you, and we're happy to have you back.
Thank you very much.
So we've got a little bit of stuff to talk about. Not as much as we thought, because little known surprise to us, they decided to postpone the Infinite update that we thought was going to be coming out today.
Gee, I wonder why.
There's this little thing called
E3. What could they possibly be thinking delaying our update?
I mean, they delayed the game. What else can they delay? Boom!
Shakalaka. Oh. Anyway.
So yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. We've got a new cannon fodder, courtesy of Mr. Grim Brother One.
Cannon fodder.
Community updates as well. And yeah, it'll probably be a little bit of a short show. So we'll see how long things go.
We're planning a wee bit.
We're planning on a bigger show coming up here pretty soon. So we're going to try to prepare for that. And we also have got a couple other little community things that we'll touch on. And we'll eventually do another bigger community roundup later in June after some of the dust has settled after the upcoming event that we'll get to. But first things first, we have our Podtacular community update. And while GT was gone, we did actually have a few Fragging Fridays. So
yes, we did. And I actually attended those.
I could not last week because I had a church IT emergency.
Yeah, sure.
Two and a half hours.
Being unsociables.
2.5 hours to figure out why a drive in a backup raid was not being detected to rebuild. That was fun.
Because it was broken. Oh.
Well, it was broken, and then our contract support, who was on site like half the week to try to fix it, put in another hard drive, which that hard drive turned out to be broken too.
Gee, really?
So hard drive number 3 was the magic number.
Hard drive DOA. I can't imagine that.
I think it was a used drive from another server. But anyways, for the non-techies, hard drive failed, server not worky. Yeah. So I had that, couldn't attend last week, but I did attend the week before.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had
lots and lots of fun. Yes. We did Halo 5 both weeks.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. We bounced around in BTB and Warzone. All in all, we had a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun to get together and just play. We didn't really play for any objectives, just to have fun.
Very nice. Sounds good. We've got No achieving Halo because we actually have some contractors here at our house. So I'm taking a hiatus on that because now we're sleeping down here in the basement. And my wife is literally 5 feet over there. And I tend to get loud when I play video games. So
no.
To let her sleep.
You don't tend to yell and scream at video games, do you?
I have a confession to make. I get loud and annoying when I play video games.
We have never noticed, Dust.
So, yeah. So, no achieving Halo probably for at least another month, at least on Sundays. I might do something off-kilter, maybe on a Saturday at some point. But as far as the Sunday night streams, those are temporarily on hiatus. I have been streaming Mass Effect, though, on Sundays on my personal channel, since that's come out. So I've been doing that on Sundays on my personal channel.
I've seen some Among Us, too.
Yeah, I have a nice little squad that I play with on Sundays for Among Us. And I also get loud and crazy in that as well.
Yeah. Dust really gets into his games.
It's just video games, too. Like, other than that, I'm usually a pretty laid-back, reserved guy. Put a video game in front of me that's like multiplayer or playing with other people. It's just the floodgates are open.
Pretty much. I do that in PvE. Anyway.
So that's our game night updates. We do have some progress on our company commendations in Halo 5. We've got.
We made progress.
We have made some progress. We are 126 away from our next commendation completion. For Lucky, which is earning Cluster Luck, Last Shot, Sayonara, or Fastball medals.
Start checking them grenades!
Start getting them nade kills. I forget what's Sayonara. I forget what that one is.
I don't know.
So we got those coming down the pipe for the company commendations. As far as some community updates, we've got a new video from Prestige playing some modded ODST campaign. We've also got some updates from MH Cosplay on the stuff that he's been working on. It's always nice to see some of the updates that he's been making to some armor that he's working on or some other little projects. We mentioned a couple of things that he was working on last week. I think that's all the new stuff that we have in the community side of things. If you want to share some of your stuff, head on over to the Podtackler Discord and come check it out. Let's hop into some matchmaking playlist updates. What do we got coming in?
We got
for,
stuff!
Yeah, what do we got coming in for the next couple of weeks, GT?
Well, for this weekend, we got Triple Team coming in for Castle Wars, and we have Warzone Turbo going live.
Yes, which I hope to come and attend.
For this and one, hopefully Dust took his Ritalin so he could be settled down. Yeah. Anyway, then we get for June 3rd, the summer 2021 arena season begins.
Get them ranks reset.
Yep. Ranks reset. We get ranked head-to-head, rotating in for the ranked snipers playlist for the month. Core play will rotate in for triple team. Then on June 10th, we get Covenant Slayer, and Warzone Assault will go live. On June 17th, we get Rock and Rail. On June 24th, we get ODST Slayer again. And also Warzone Turbo comes back around. So, that is your playlist for Halo 5. For the Master Chief Collection, Fiesta is added to the 4v4 and FFA playlists, and Shoddy Sniper exits.
Bye, Shoddy Snipes.
Bye, Snipes.
It was nice Snipes. Knowing you. Bye-bye.
No more Snipe, honey.
Bye-bye.
Oh, anyway.
Bye-bye now. For the MCC side of things on development, we actually had a kind of a sneak in of a Season 7 flight this past weekend, which kind of snuck in and snuck out really quick. It was only a one-weekend flight, and I was busy, so I didn't get to participate in it at all. But I heard a lot of good things, a lot of good feedback from the community on what was happening, especially around the Halo CE graphics.
That's cool.
Yeah, for those that are detail inclined, people have noticed that the PC port of Halo doesn't have a lot of the kind of finishing details that the Xbox version that released has. And since MCC was using the PC port as the baseline for the game, there was a lot of the stuff that was done in development for the Xbox release that didn't get captured in the Gearbox PC port. But 343 is going in and trying to rectify some of that, so it's more true to the Xbox release of the game. So some textures with better bump maps and some more of the typical Xbox stuff that you would have seen in the Xbox version is starting to make its way into MCC, and a lot of people have been taking that really, really well. No updates to anniversary graphics, but the classic graphics for Halo Combat Evolved are getting a major facelift, so it looks and feels a lot more like people know and love the original Halo CE.
Yeah, I never quite understood why Gearbox didn't port the graphics over the same way. I just never understood that one.
I don't know. And it's kind of funny because for me, I started playing Halo on PC.
Mm-hmm.
And I played Halo CE on Xbox on LAN parties, but for me, when I got handhold of my first copy of Halo, it was on PC. So the first time I actually started really paying attention to that kind of stuff was PC. So I've really never noticed a difference. Well, there's a couple things that I've noticed, but
yeah, it's honestly, I never really paid that close attention to the graphics on either version, because I was too busy getting shot. It tends to be a priority when you're playing shooter games.
But there's a lot of different details. The texture on surfaces, some of the fog is different, some of the lighting mm-hmm. effects are a bit different between the different games. So there's a lot of kind of fine-tuning, it looks like, basically. It almost looks like Gearbox took a build of the game that was not quite finished yet, or some assets that weren't quite finished, and maybe Bungie did some tweaking for the final Xbox release that did not get captured in the PC port.
Could be.
That's my guess.
Kind of depends on when Gearbox started working on the port.
Exactly. The main thing is a lot of people are happy that the look and feel of how it was on Xbox is being restored for MCC. We've also got some new Season 7 content that was featured in there, including some updates to Waterfall and Edge, and some new Elite customizations.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which leads right into our next Cannon Fodder article called Art of Wart.
Wart of Art. Oh.
I like the play on words there, Grim. Nicely done.
Wart, wart. Wart, 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 wart.
Exactly. Wart, 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 wart. Honk. Red versus blue, anybody? So with issue number 114, we take a look at some of the content in MCC Season 7, which is appropriately titled Elite. This is an extension of some of the content that was brought in for Season 6 from the Halo Online stuff. So all the armor that was made for Elites is being introduced into this season.
Cool.
Yeah. So from the different armors that we have available, Grim shows off 7 new ones from kind of the Halo Online Anvil style armor. And there's some pretty interesting ones in here. I can definitely tell there's some influence on the art style of Halo 4. But mm-hmm. there's also some really cool ones that still kind of continue on the art style of Halo 3 a little bit, and even kind of gives me some sense of kind of visualizing some of the other Halo characters that we've seen in the books, some of the other Elite characters in some of these armors too, which is pretty cool. I think my favorite one out of the group of 7 here, or the one I think that's kind of the most interesting, is Scion or Scion, or I'm not sure how exactly you would say that, but it's S-C-I-O-N. And it's armor typically held by Sangheili females. So that's kind of an interesting little turn on it. So I thought that was really cool. All of them are sporting different colors, just to kind of show some of the different color palette. And there's obviously, it's a cannon fodder, so there's going to be a little bit of lore with it. So Grim does a little bit of lore for each one of the armors that are being introduced into the update. And then we've also got some sword colors.
Swords.
Which these are going to be fun to play with. These swords have a lot of machinima. Like, everyone likes their own colored lightsaber, so now you can have your own colored sword in Halo 3. Swords.
Sword. Lance of Subban looks pretty cool. And so does the Blood Blade.
The Blood Blade looks really cool. I'm a purple, so Dark Star is going to be my favorite. Once I get it, I'm going to be switching over to that one as soon as I can. But all the other swords look really cool.
Yeah, they all look good.
The hilt hasn't changed colors. It's just the actual energy blade itself. So that's the kind of preview of content that we'll get in Season 7. So new elite armors for Halo 3 from the Anvil line of armors. And then we've got some new energy sword colors to play with. If there's these options back in like the big machinima days, like 2008, 2009 era, I could imagine a lot of different machinimas utilizing these different color swords.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Laird, that's an old RVB, but I think a lot of people in here probably actually know of RVB.
White.
I would think. And then the last thing that Grim has in the cannon fodder, he mentions that Dark Horse recently re-released the Halo graphic novel, but that's not all they're up to. They're also going to be re-releasing the Halo Legacy Collection, which includes every issue from the three different comic book miniseries, Halo Uprising, Halo Helljumper, and Halo Bloodline.
I need to go through and just get the hardbacks.
I have the Halo Legacy hardback, I think.
Yeah.
Don't remember about the graphic novel, which I did pre-order on Amazon, so hopefully that comes soon. I forget when the mailing date for that one is. But for those interested and that are here in the Twitch chat for now, here is the link from the Cannon Fodder for you to go check out the graphic novel re-release and the Halo Legacy Collection re-release, so you can go order it if you need to add it to your collection. So we were going to be talking about some Halo Infinite goodness today. Turns out that Xbox liked to throw a fast one on us, and yesterday they announced the Xbox and Bethesda Games Showcase as part of E3 in a couple of weeks. So because of that coming down, the Halo Infinite update that we were supposed to get today has been delayed.
It's like they planned it. Oh.
So they didn't. Uni was going around Twitter kind of calming everybody's fears of it being delayed. And there was one reply that he said to someone that it's actually going to be better that it's delayed after seeing what is going to be presented at the press conference.
Something tells me they're going to have a lot of explaining to do. So probably. They're probably going to hold that article until afterwards.
Or
because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fires to put out because, you know, it's Halo.
Maybe I'm being optimistic. I'm being hopefully optimistic.
I'm not. I know how this works.
I mean, that's fair enough, but I want to be hopeful that
I hope that people don't take it out of context, but it's one of those deals that I know they will.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Try not to go into it expecting anything in particular. I know.
Please don't go into overdrive. Want. Just take it at face value.
A lot of people want to see multiplayer stuff, which
I do. I would like to see at least some gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to make a point of telling us what the flighting schedule looks like.
I'd be surprised if we didn't get both of those.
Right. But what I'm really looking forward to is some more campaign gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to tell me any story. You just show me some campaign gameplay.
Well, and we've already seen some of the visual updates that the game mm-hmm. has had. So being able to see that in a more gameplay style, cinematic style, would be really cool. Mm-hmm. After the backlash that 343 got last year from...
I could understand if they don't after that.
I think if they don't, they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot. They kind of, I think, would want to kind of help show that, hey, we're like, this is just part of the normal dev process, which, I mean, you and I know that, but seems like half of the gaming community
well, doesn't understand. Well, no, we appreciate that. Everybody else knows it, but they think that when you show something, they should show finished product. And I'm sorry, no. They should never show you finished project or product. Ever should they show you finished assets. Well,
it's not finished until it's finished. It's not finished until you actually like have I it said, in your hands.
Well, I'm, yeah, well, anymore, even now, that's not finished. But anyway. Yeah.
Day one updates. All games have them now.
60 gig day one update.
Oh, my
God. Oh, thanks.
343, if you're listening. I know there's going to be a day one update. Just try to make it as little as possible because you know the Xbox servers are going to be slammed.
No to download kidding.
That update. Try to make it as condensed and small as possible. And preloading for the updates helps, which I yes. they'll do preloading. I mean, I they'd be stupid not to do preloading, so they'll do preloading.
Excuse you.
Is that the cat or the dog?
That's the cat. The dog's in the pen. My cat is demanding attention. Anyway.
Just like Halo will demand your attention in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 weeks.
Screw the cat. I'll be watching videos.
Yep. So on June 13th, which is the Sunday of E3, going down at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. British Standard Time will be the Xbox and Bethesda Games Showcase. So we'll get to see what the latest and greatest is on Halo that they choose to share with us. And I guess we'll see what in particular the update was worth delaying for.
So here's the question.
My guess is multiplayer.
Halo first we'll or Halo last?
So it's been first the past 2 years, right?
Right.
Or was it just first? Yeah. First the past 2 years.
But the last 2 years, they've only been teasing.
I would expect, or I could expect to see multiple parts of Halo. Like maybe have an introductory part towards the beginning of the show, and maybe another little tease part at the end of the show for Halo. Because I think they've done that with those, other games before, but I would say it's a very small chance of them doing that. If I had to wager a guess, probably, if not the first thing towards the beginning of the show would be my guess. Because I think, isn't Halo Infinite kind of the biggest thing they have going for them going into the showcase?
I think they'll either puke everything out right out of the gate or they're going to hold it till the end.
I would agree.
But yeah, as far as them trickling it out through the whole show, I don't think so.
Well, I don't mean necessarily like trickling it out. I mean like have
well, one I mean, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. I think once they start talking about it, it's all going to come out.
Yeah, I guess
everything they intend on talking about.
Yeah, I guess I didn't say that well, so that's my bad. But I was thinking more like there's going to be one chunk of a presentation at one point and then mm-hmm. another smaller kind of wrap-up chunk at another point, and it would just be two chunks. It wouldn't be like spread out over the entire show. It'd just be like one chunk at the beginning, one chunk at the end.
No, I think they're going to make us quit cold turkey. They're just going to give us all at once, and then we're going to be going for, you know, the next day.
An hour later, all the content creators are posting their thoughts and responses to it because that's
hour what's the 20 thing? Minutes
well I mean they're most, well, some of them will, I guess, stop and just do the Halo recap. But I mean, give it an hour to like record it, process it, upload it. So within an hour, we'll see all the.
Oh yeah, within an hour, definitely. But I'm betting they're going to start hitting hot and heavy in about 20 minutes after they stop talking about Halo.
Possibly. Some of the other.
And it'll be about 10 minutes before somebody's complaining about something.
So folks like Uber Nick and Hidden Xperia, they like to watch the whole thing and then do the recording after.
Yeah, Uber Nick can probably take about an hour, but there's going to be a lot of them that are.
Oh yeah.
Talking out their butt in 10 minutes. Anyway.
So we'll see what comes around with Xbox in Bethesda. I don't know if there's supposed to be a new Elder Scrolls game or what else is coming out of Bethesda. Maybe a new Fallout game. Who knows? Xbox Showcase. I'm not tracking any other kind of big first party titles. I could be very wrong in that. I know of Halo, and I know my window of view in the other games is pretty narrow, so.
Are there other games? I thought Halo was it.
It's Halo and Mass Effect. That's pretty much it. Oh, and there's this little thing called Among Us that I like to stream and yell at my friends at on Sundays. So I don't know if I'll be around to do a watch along. I'm going to try to do that again this year, since I did that last year.
I will probably be doing it on my channel.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll be out of town. So no, I will not be able
to do it. Oh, you suck. Oh.
Well, my brother is finishing his residency. So we're going to his it's not a graduation ceremony, but it's a ceremony of sorts. So we'll be on the road back from that, so I'll probably have it in my car or in the car. Just I might have my wife drive through that portion.
So you can watch it.
Drive so I can watch it. I'm not gonna lie. I might just do that.
Dust driving down the road with his phone stuck to his face.
No, I'm not gonna be that dangerous. I'm not gonna be that stupid.
Sorry, riding down the road.
I mean, if I had a Tesla, then I could just look up every 5 seconds and have Tesla autopilot for me.
Yeah, I was watching a video the other day where a cop pulled a guy over because he was napping behind his behind the wheel in his Tesla.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
You know, I'm sorry. There's supposed to be something in the car that alerts you when you start to doze off, especially when it's a self-driving car.
So there's supposed to be. So like,
so what's up, Elon? Why aren't you watching people's eyeballs? Make sure they're open while your car is driving. Anyway,
so I have a coworker who has a Tesla, and in his S3, he said that you have to wiggle the steering wheel just like a little bit, not enough to change like the steering of the car, but
you just have to make sure you're awake. Every
12 seconds, you have to like jiggle it to tell the car that yeah, I'm paying attention to the road type of thing. So unless like he was sleeping and doing that.
Apparently some of the other ones, you don't have to do that.
Maybe. I think the Teslas maybe Tesla's got a firmware update. So maybe it's more automatic. I don't know.
Like I said, I don't know how old the video in the video was. I know when it was posted, but I don't know how old the video was. And it's like,
gotcha.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know Google's been doing the whole self-driving car thing, but you're not in the driver's seat at that point. You're in the passenger seat.
And just so you know, because I rented a car because I didn't want to take one of my cars, I will not be buying any new vehicles. That damn thing was the most annoying vehicle I have ever had to drive. I look cross-eyed at the center line and the steering wheel shakes.
What car was this?
It's a Nissan. With a Nissan Kicks.
Nissan Kicks. I don't know if I've heard of that car.
It's the little use kind of sport utility-ish vehicle.
Okay. I mean, I've rented plenty of cars. I haven't had that problem before.
I was really happy when I found that I could turn that stuff off.
Oh. So, it was a feature.
Yeah, lane departure warning.
Oh.
And then you had the blind spot warning, because, you know, nobody's ever smart enough to look in their blind spot before they change lanes.
Yeah, all this technology because people don't pay attention. Yep. Anyways, so back to the showcase that's going to be taking place. We'll have probably a kind of predictions show. I'm going to ask people who want to be on the show. We'll do some kind of like roundtable discussion, just talking about what we would like to see, what we hope to see. And then we'll have another podcast right after the showcase. I don't know if we'll do one on Sunday or the following Monday. We'll probably try to do something shortly after the...
Well, if you're traveling on Sunday, then I doubt you're going to be doing a podcast.
I mean, I'll be back mid-afternoon, but we'll see. We'll see. It might be Monday. So stay tuned to that. So no Infinite update today. That's pretty much all the 343 news that we got. We've got a couple of social posts, and that will wrap it up for this podcast. Pretty short this week. GT, you want to take a stab at the Fiction Friday stuff that we got?
Sure. Why not?
All right. What we got?
The first Fiction Friday is The Ghost is a premier terrestrial scouting vehicle of both Covenant and Banished factions, remaining a staple in their respective ground forces in a number of variations. And then they show you a picture of a ghost with a grunt in it. I think so. I can't tell.
Yep.
Cause its head is stuck up under the cowl. Exactly. Anyway,
hey, Prestige, thanks you for the sub, the tier 3 sub at 11 months. Hey,
thanks, Prestige. Then we have only Prowlers are UNSC stealth spacecraft used for strategic reconnaissance.
Sereptius.
Yeah. I know the word, but my mouth cannot say that.
Exactly.
Sneaky transport of high valued individuals and covert observation, not to mention used to lay nuclear landmines. Anyway,
I like sneaky
space mines.
Space mines. I like the sneaky
space mines. Anyway,
343 is hiring. So if you want to look at the job listings over at 343 and be a part of the team that makes Halo, then head on over to 343industries.com/careers. See what they've got.
I'd be a janitor.
I think that position is already filled by Frankie.
I think that's all I qualify for.
You could drive the Warthog.
I could drive the Warthog. Yes.
You could tune up the Warthog. You can make sure it's in running order. You could be the mechanic.
The mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's probably handled by the people that built it.
Probably. But hey, you got a strong resume behind it, so you might as well try, right? Mm-hmm. We've got a couple new products in. We've got some Halo socks.
Yeah, don't forget to get your Halo Infinite crew socks.
Yeah, from Stance.
Featuring design aesthetics inspired by the chief himself.
It's interesting because the socks are black with accents of blue and gray and not green.
No, that's green. Blue and green.
Oh, is that green? Looks.
It's green. Well, it looks like the same color as the pants. So anyway,
I get with the gunners I have on, it just looks a little more gray than the green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. It's mostly black with accents of, I guess, chief green and blue. Cortana Blue. And Pins is done troubleshooting his PC for his family.
Yay!
I know the struggles. We've also got the Series 3 collection of the Halo Jazzwares figures. So those are coming out this fall. I'm sure we'll see some pictures from more shots using some of those.
I'm sure.
Which, if you guys haven't checked out, he has done in coordination with another figurine picture taker, they recreated the 20-year anniversary Halo picture that was released by 343 a couple weeks ago. They remade that with Halo figures. And it's really cool. It's really well done. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out, I highly recommend you do. He's been sending me some sneak peeks at some other things that he's been working on as well. So a lot of really cool stuff coming up from him. So that's all we got for the official news stuff. We'll be doing, like I said before, some community content updates. So we don't have any of the community content like YouTube or podcast updates at the moment, but we'll get those out here pretty soon. Going on over to some of the community musing stuff, there is one thing I want to bring up in particular. There is a charity live stream happening Saturday, being organized by Fletch over from Ultimate Halo. So he posted on Twitter that back in December, his dad was diagnosed with motor neuron disease, and he's working with a few other Halo content creators and streamers to put together a streaming event to raise money and awareness of the motor neuron disease association. So there's other content creators like Hidden Xperia, Mint Blitz, Lady Echidna, Uber Nick, Real Life Spartan, Tekken, Oath, Nate God, and I Spiteful that are going to be streaming at different times. So we're going to be over there in the chat for a little bit of it. We're going to be donating some money over there. Definitely recommend you guys go checking it out. All of the different streamers will be streaming on their own Twitch channels in support of the association. And you'll be able to get gameplay basically starting at 4 a.m. in the morning. Or sorry, no. Earliest is 1:30 a.m. in the morning, all the way through till looks like about 10, 11 p.m. at night. So it's almost a full 24 hours of content. So head on over to Twitter and look up FletchUH and check out the charity event that's being put together. I don't know much about motor neuron disease. According to the YouTube video that he put out, there's not a known cure. There's not a lot of funding for research in it. So he's pulled together quite a big list of important, or not important, kind of the premier Halo content creators and streamers to come together and do this thing. So we want to do what we can to help him out. So head on over there and give him some support. And yes, it is going to be this Saturday. And Pins, thank you for the links to the Twitter and the donation page that has been stood up. And Ace just did a little Google search on the disease. It's a progressive condition which occurs when certain nerve cells degenerate and die. There are two types of motor cells. Upper motor neurons begin in the brain and ends in the spinal cord, and lower motor neurons begin the spinal cord and ends at the muscles. So I guess it's kind of basically you become paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Just from neuron degeneration. Thank you for looking that up, Prestige. So again, that's taking place this Saturday, May 29th, starting off in the morning at 1:30 a.m. Looks like is the earliest that it's starting. And then going through till... Looks like a little more than 12 hours, going into 3 a.m. the next day. All good stuff. We've got a few little tidbits from Halopedia. We've got a Trivia Tuesday, or a few Trivia Tuesdays, and some Lore Thursdays. You want to take the first Trivia Tuesday there, GT, and I'll take the Lore Thursdays.
Okay. All right, Halopedia's Trivia Tuesday. Did you know the Razorback, set to appear in Halo Infinite, is a callback to the audio drama part of the Halo 2 ARG I Love Bees, where one was taken for a joyride. Did not know that.
I didn't know that either. If you check out the tweet, they actually attached the specific blurb from the I Love Bees audio that talks about the Razorback. I did not know that either.
New one. Yeah. Next one. Did you know that the Guardian Sentinel seen in holographic form in the Halo 3, in Halo 3, and in the new Halo Infinite screenshot has already made a physical appearance? Two were seen escorting a Stratos Sentinels in Origins from Halo Legends. Oh, from Halo. Okay, yeah.
I didn't realize that. It was in the Halo Infinite screenshot.
Yeah, behind the Brute.
Didn't realize that. Prestige also just added in here, most people that are diagnosed with the disease have a life expectancy of 2 to 5 years. That's kind of sad. That's not kind of sad. That is really sad.
That is really sad. And I feel for Fletch and his father, and I hope that they can do something to help extend his life meaningfully.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say that any donations that'll come from this specific event will do much, but it might do something.
They may not help his father, but they will help someone.
Yes. All right, and what's the last one we got for Trivia Tuesday?
Okay, last one we have is, did you know the Halo Wars mission, Cleansing, was originally intended to feature a large Sentinel boss fight? Sentinel design was later repurposed as the Protector Sentinel in Halo Wars 2. Did not know that.
I didn't know that either. And it's there in a lot of detail. For Halo Wars. But yeah, at least they brought it back in Halo Wars 2. There's a lot of things that were made and then they get repurposed later on. For the Halopedia Lore Thursday collection, the first one we have, maintaining the second highest adoption rate of Gen 2 armor in the UNSC Infinity, the Soldier class armor is very modular with several magnetic hardpoints to attach equipment. That's some Halo 4 armor for you. Then we've got, having been in service from the start of the Covenant War all the way through the Requiem campaign, the Vindication class light battleship is one of the UNSC's Navy's elusive battleship type vessels. Looks very next gen in the concept art and some of the other art. So is the Infinity a Vindication class, I guess? Kind of what it looks like, because they have a picture of the Infinity. Giant class ship is vindictive. And then finally, we have research on the Forerunner Shield world Trevelyan has led to several new discoveries, one of which resulted in the creation of the Prefect class armor with the help of the local Huragok, which is why it has a very Forerunner-like look to it. Trevelyan keeps coming back. The Ghosts of Reach, or Ghosts of Onyx, keep coming
back. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. Keeps coming back into Halo lore. It's kind of fun. And that's all we have for the podcast tonight. We were expecting an infinite update, and we didn't get one. So a little bit shorter tonight than originally planned.
Thankfully, because, you know, I've had so much time to actually catch up on all this stuff.
Right. Hopefully we'll have a lot more to talk about when we have the infinite detail drop in the Xbox and Bethesda Games Showcase on June 13th. We are very much looking forward to that. I know I'm super, super hyped. Sucks to not be able to be there in person. Being at E3 in 2019 was really cool. Obviously, last year, we just had the virtual. It's going to be interesting to see what they do this year. I think next week we'll probably take off, unless, like I said before, we have a guest on, or if I find the time to do it, we might go ahead and do our community update then and do all the project updates. Stay tuned to our Discord and Twitter, and we'll let you guys know. But we are going to try to plan for a pre-E3 show, kind of going through what we would like to see out of E3, what we hope to see.
I want to see it all.
Yes. Oh. I want to see updated campaign and multiplayer. And like you said, some kind of flighting schedule of when we'll actually be able to get our hands on it.
Just give me the entire game. Yeah, that'll work.
I think you have to wait till November for that.
Shit, bitch.
But no more delays yet. I hate to say yet, but I have to say yet because it's always possible that they don't.
Well, until it ships, there's always a chance of a delay.
Right.
I don't think we'll see any major delays. I believe the game's going to launch.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't believe we're going to see any major delays.
Yeah. Penn says he hopes for the return of Spartan Ops. I would like to see something similar to that. And with the whole games as a service type model, which they seem like they're going with, I could see something like that happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll call it Spartan Ops necessarily, but it would be something akin to a continuing story DLC type of experience.
Yeah, I would like to see something like that.
Honestly, I'd be a little surprised if they didn't, with everything that they're kind of gearing towards, it looks like. Plus, we need resolution on the Lasky Palmer relationship. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it does fit the model. Yeah, the model.
Hey, yeah, we need to get payoff on this.
where's Brent when we need him?
It's been romance. 5 long years. Oh.
Well, that gives a new meaning to that line, doesn't it? Wow. That's funny. So we're going to wrap it up here for tonight. We'll see you guys hopefully tomorrow for Fraggin' Friday. If you want to participate in that, hit GT up. He streams every Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, and we have a poll in our Discord which chooses the game that we play. We can either do MCC on Xbox PC crossplay or Halo 5. So fun in MCC new content or Halo 5 grind for 152. Your choice. If you want to participate in the game night, head on over to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/podtacular. Hit up GT in the chat and he will get you invited. I hope to show up there tomorrow night for some games. Probably
Message me on Xbox Live and I'll get you in.
Well, yes, but you can also come over and just watch on Twitch.
But yes, you're more than welcome to watch and chat.
Yes. Yes. Come chat with us. Come watch us blow some things up in Halo. We've also got our podcast, which happens at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays. And Achieving Halo is on hiatus. That would normally be at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays, but that's on hiatus now. So we're taking a break on that. We've got our social media. We have Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram where you can check us out. Stay tuned to Twitter and we'll let you guys know if we're having the podcast next week or not. We also post it in Discord. So make sure you're in there as well. podtacular.com/Discord. You can also check out our Spartan company where we're still going for that Achilles helmet. We probably will not get it by the time Infinite comes out, but we are getting very close to our next 2 accommodation unlocks. So we're getting there. We're getting there. You can check the podcast out on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, and wherever you listen to podcasts. If there is a place we are not, please let us know what the platform is where you like to listen to your podcast, and we will do our best to make sure that we get the podcast over where you can listen to it. There's Plex. Multiple ways. There's multiple ways for you to support the show. If you like, we appreciate all the support that we get currently. We have quite a few people, including Pins being our longest Twitch subscriber and supporter. And we also have Prestige, who is our sole tier 3 subscriber on Twitch. Thank you both for subscribing. We have several other subscribers on Twitch as well. You can do that. Support us through Twitch that way. You can also support us by donating to PayPal if you'd rather just do the direct monetary route. And you can also support us through Patreon. We've also got Prestige and Penn, so they are double dipping in their support over on Patreon. And we also have Confowl giving his support. We had Penn's on the show a couple of weeks ago, and Prestige just crossed over his 6-month support on Patreon for the month of May. So we'll be working with him to get him on the show as a guest here pretty soon. Maybe a post E3 appearance, or maybe even the pre-E3 appearance might happen for Prestige here.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's just one of the perks that you get for being a Patreon member. We have several different tiers. You can get access to show notes, VODs, get some Pod Tackler swag, which I still need to send to Prestige, and also the opportunity to be a guest host on the show, which he is going to be cashing in.
Oh, on come on already.
I got Prestige. Send me your deets. I need your shirt size and address so I can send you all the goods.
All the goodies.
All the goodies.
The goody goodies.
Yeah. And if you can't support monetarily, just helping spread the news of the podcast and just downloading us, listening to us, interacting with us, sending in your comments and all the different Halo stuff that you have going on, we'd love to see what you guys are up to. We will be taking questions and comments for the E3 prediction stuff, so be looking out for a poll on Discord and Twitter in the coming week leading up to the Xbox briefing and showcase. So it won't be next week, but it'll be the week after. Lots of fun stuff going to be happening there. Hopefully the Infinite content train keeps a rolling, and hopefully we have enough content to actually have weekly podcasts after E3, which I assume we will. There's quite a bit of stuff that I'm sure we'll be able to go off of. Have to wait and see, obviously, but I'm expecting enough content to really drum up the show. So that'll be fun.
Just stirring it up now.
So that's going to be it for the podcast tonight. Again, if you're planning on coming and joining us on Friday, head on into the Discord, vote in the poll, and we'll see you all tomorrow night for some Halo Friday goodness. GT, any final thoughts since you've been away for a couple weeks?
I don't do that, Dust.
Man, I know GT has a thing, but you don't do weeds? You don't do weekends?
I don't do weeds.
No weeds.
You don't smoke weeds, man.
Do you not eat your Wheaties every morning?
No, I don't actually. I can't stand Wheaties.
I don't know too if I've dry. Ever actually had Wheaties.
I've had Wheaties.
I don't think I have.
Anyway.
Yes, Pins, there will be a post E3 podcast of some sort as well.
Yes, we will be blowing it up. Anyway, everybody, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night right here on Twitch or in the game night. Be sure to hit me up on Xbox Live if you'd like to join in. You can find me at Godzilla Space T. And I did find out the space does matter.
Yes, it does.
It does matter. Make sure you put the space in there or you will never find me.
But the points don't matter.
The points don't matter. No. Anyway, just look for my boot-licking grunt and you'll find me.
There you go. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and listening again. Infinite news is coming. The wait is finally over. Well,
dun, dun, it's close. Oh.
Let the floodgates of Infinite News open and fill us with Halo goodness. That's good. All right, everybody, have a good weekend going into Memorial Day for those here in the States, and for everyone else out there, keep on fragging the trucks.